Blog Talk Radio.
Nevada, yes, 14 floors above Satan's asshole. It is so fucking hot. I know a lot of you don't understand. I know a lot of you have never experienced, unless you've been to Las Vegas, what it's like to be in the middle of July, early August. It's 113 degrees outside. You can't do a goddamn thing. I don't leave the house anymore. Mainly because I can't move. Mainly because I can't walk. Can't really drive. Day three and penis watch, and it's not looking good. Still black. It might be dead. It looks like Mr. Deed's foot. I know, it looks exactly like it did last night. It is completely black. Black and tiny. It's very, very, very good so far, though. I haven't had an erection yet in 3 days, which is very surprising. Like I said, I have not looked at a woman. I haven't talked to a woman. let's get to the thing that really turns me off about women. There's the women that accuse you of cheating. We've all been there, right? Did I just say we've all been there, right? What the fuck is wrong with me? Tell you, eventually, I'll get back to myself. I don't know where that came from. I heard that somewhere else, I bet. It really bothers me. I'm being brainwashed by the YouTube. I'm being brainwashed by the TV. It's driving me crazy. Hey, fellas, do you ever? To get into it, just to get into the show, stop rambling on like I always do. We all have this chick that we've dated that has to go through your phone, that has to follow you, has to question you every day. You come home to an interrogation every day. Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? My last boyfriend cheated on me, so you're probably going to cheat on me too. Are you cheating on me? Oh, really? You're not cheating on me? What were you doing here? Picking up dinner that you ordered? Oh, really? Why did it take you so long? They were busy, and it took longer than normal for the food order to come. Oh, really? Really? Takes you 35 minutes to drive? It's 10 miles up the street. Well, it took 25 minutes to prepare the meal. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you do for that 25 minutes? What did you do? Did you fuck a waitress? No, I sat in the lobby and looked like a fucking idiot to get you your goddamn food. People coming in and out, almost tripping on me. You ordered it. You sent me there. So you think I got these whores just randomly around town that are ready just to pop up and jump on my cock the second you give me 10 minutes of free time? Why were you late tonight? Why did it take you 40 minutes to get home from work? Well, somebody died on the highway. Oh, that's convenient, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Somebody died. Yeah, Google it. Oh, okay then. All right, I guess there was an accident. I guess you don't care about the people that lost their lives, just as long as you know that I'm not cheating on you. You cannot date these women. These women are impossible. These women will drive you to cheat. That's the most ironic thing. These women drive you so insane that you're like, you know what? I'm going to go fucking cheat. If I got to come home and deal with this every goddamn night, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Every night it's a fucking interrogation. I did the math, and it should have took you 8 minutes to get home. It took you 9.5. Yep, I got my dick sucked on the way here, threw her out the door, and drove into the driveway. Yep, that's what we did. That's what I did, because I have this vindication I've been putting on this earth just to cheat on you. These women are consumed by cheating. They're consumed by it. It's their whole day. In the meanwhile, most of these women... The ironic thing is the ones that are so hyper-erotic on timing, and the main reason they're setting up the timing, and the main reason that they're acting like this is, I need to know when he gets home. Because I need to know when to get the guy out of the fucking house. Tell you what, it is impossible to get a guy in your house now with the Ring doorbell camera. You got to sneak him into the back door, but you can still see him in the front. You can't sneak guys into the house anymore. These chicks are so stupid. They got Ring doorbell cameras. The guys are walking right into the house. In the meantime, I'm on my way home. She's fucking whoever. He runs out the back door. I walk in. I bet you've been cheating on me, weren't you? Why did it take you so long to get home? Actually, I'm early. Did you get this and that? I can tell you, you never told me to do that. You just want me to leave so your boyfriend can sneak out. From here on out, you're the cheater. But you're constantly, everybody knows this woman. They're always on your ass. Oh, yeah? Well, my friend said she saw you the other day. Oh, really? She saw me. She saw me doing what? She said she saw you. Okay, what did she see me doing? I said she saw you. So what? This is like you're gonna trick me now, like you're fucking Columbo and me convincing into. Oh yeah. Oh, she saw me. Oh, she must have saw me with that imaginary woman that I'm cheating on you with. Who cares? Getting into the brainwashing thing once again. Why do we have to be monogamous partners with each other? Why? Why? Why is that so set in your brain? Is it from your religious upbringing? Is that where it comes from? Where you think that you have to, that you're the most amazing woman on the earth, that I'm going to fall in just great love with you. Never cheat on you. Never look at another woman. Just you only. Because you're the best. And when a chick that's hotter than you wants to fuck me, I'm going to say no. Okay, you think that's going to happen. It's not. I've said this a million times. You want a guy that's not going to cheat on you? Date a guy that nobody wants to fuck. That guy will never cheat on you because nobody wants to fuck him. It's pretty simple. But if you think you can get a handsome, rich guy, and you think you're the only one, well, no, he is cheating on you because he can. I'm going to cheat on you. There's no doubt about it. I can't say no to pussy. You know, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan had a thing that said, just say no to drugs. Well, my new slogan for 2023 is, you don't say no to pussy. You don't say, no matter how much trouble you're going to get into, no matter what's going to happen, you never say no to pussy. Now, it's got to be old pussy. It's got to be over 21. All right. I draw the line somewhere. But any woman 21 years of age or older, and there's no cap on the age. We'll go into 89. I'll try it. What the fuck? I'll probably cheat on you. My girlfriend was 89. I would probably cheat on her with some younger women. I'll be honest. It'd be a very gentle lovemaking session with an 89-year-old woman because you could be, her bones are so brittle. One thrust could crush her. We turn her into dust. Like the rust would start falling off, like when you drive an old Chevy down the pickup after it's been sitting outside and chunks of the fenders are coming off. Goddamn Budweiser. But we're going to cheat. Cheaters. Cheating. Men have died for cheating. Men's life has been ruined. They've been financially ruined. They've been, and we've seen it. We've seen all the stories. We heard all of the horror stories. What could happen when you cheat on your wife or your girlfriend or the person that you've made a commitment to? So if you put your private parts into somebody else's private parts, or rub private parts together, or just share an intimate time together, you deserve to die. A lot of women think that killing a man for cheating is acceptable. I don't. Why? Because I'm a cheater. I don't want to be murdered for cheating. That's stupid. You're going to murder a guy because he put his penis in another where another girl pees? He needs to be murdered for that? I don't understand this mind frame of your genitals are mine and no one else can touch them. Well, other people are going to touch them. There's going to be temptation out there. And if you're good, cheat away. But you got to be professional. If you're going to cheat, you got to be professional. You got to take my class. You got to take my class. It's a free class over on Rumble on how to cheat on your girlfriend. We'll go step by step, and I'll show you how I've successfully cheated on hundreds of women over the years and never been caught one time. No, I did get caught. I trust that. I got caught one time. That's why I'm getting a divorce. But I had a good long ride. I had a long ride. I had 14 years of cheating and playing around and having fun and never getting caught. Till one careless night. But I frame that in the class on how one careless night can ruin your entire life and cost you almost $2.3 million at your home. But is it worth it? Is it worth denying yourself pleasure to keep your stuff? Is it worth it to be laying next to a frigid woman or a man who doesn't want to touch you, doesn't find you sexually attractive anymore, until you go out and cheat? Then all of a sudden she wants you. I had a couple buddies that were married for a while, and they were a couple guys I know went didn't have sex for like a year and a half. Every night they would try to kiss up against the wife, and she'd tell them, get away, get off of me. Not tonight, not tonight, not tonight, not tonight. Not even getting a birthday blowjob, just nothing. Nothing's going on. So now, because you said two words, you can no longer enjoy your life. So this frigid, cold person lying right next to you is making sure that your life is miserable every day, day in and day out. She won't talk to you when it comes to lovemaking, but she'll sure yell at you all day, won't she? Yes, she will. You know why? Because she's probably having sex with another guy. She's probably cheating on you. But anyways, she shares the bed with you because you paid for the bed. She shares the house with you because you paid for the house. She shares the cars because you paid for them. And all she has to do is just lay right next to you every night. She doesn't even have to fuck you anymore. And you blame these guys for cheating? These guys go to work and, you know, a new girl comes into work and a couple late nights at the office. Sometimes you get with people and you just click with them right away, and it's just a really beautiful human experience. And now you're supposed to not do that? You're not because you're in love with this woman who won't fuck you? Who won't show you any affection whatsoever? You know that she doesn't even find you attractive. But she'll lay there for the house and the kids and the bed. She'll lay there for that because that's what she wants. She doesn't want you. She just wants your shit. And you can't cheat. You can't enjoy yourself anymore. You can't enjoy a sexual release. And one night at the office, it just clicks. And you feel like a man again. Somebody wants you. Somebody wants to touch you. Somebody wants to touch you. Somebody wants to. Somebody laughs at your jokes and doesn't tell you to shut up and bitch at you because you didn't get the goddamn roof fixed. Or you didn't tell the gardener that he needs to move closer to the flower bush. You forgot to tell the gardener. Now the lawn is going to be ruined for a full week. But now you found a hot young woman that wants you. Nope, can't do it. Nope. No, I know. Right now would be the perfect time for me to get laid for like the first time in 18 months. But I'm married. I'm married. And I'm going to tell you women right now. I'm going to tell you women right now. I'm going to let you know in the secret. Okay? What was he thinking? Why would he do that to me? He didn't do it to you. He did it to her. So you get it completely wrong. He didn't do it to you. Why would you do this to me? He didn't do it to you. He did it to her. Because you ain't fulfilling your wifely duties. Like that right wing reference there, huh? Huh? Next thing you know, I'll stop drinking Bud Light and goddamn drinking, and I'll sort of fucking be cranking Jason Aldean in my truck tonight. I'll tell you that, my Bronco. So the guy's supposed to turn that down. The guy's supposed to turn down an erotic night with a new intern at work. Yes. 100% of the time, he's going to do it. What's at stake? His job's at stake. His marriage is at stake. The life that he's living now is at stake. sometimes you got to look at your life that you're living, even though it looks good on paper. But is it a good life? Are you enjoying yourself? Sure, you got a nice house. Sure, you're making a lot of money. But you're not getting laid. Your wife and your kids, all they do is sit around and make fun of you every day. Think you're some kind of loser. You're not cool, Dad. So Dad cheats. The woman he cheats with goes to HR, loses his job. Wife finds out, loses the job, or there's the meal ticket gone. Got to get rid of him. Next thing you know, he's in a goddamn apartment building by himself with no furniture and just a lawn chair, just like me. We are the men, the lawn chairs. We are the cheaters. We are the guys that said, fuck it. Sometimes you get so horny, and there ain't an amount of money in the world that could stop you from banging out a hot young lady. Nothing. There's nothing. I got to stop thinking about that. I got to stop thinking more cheating, all the girls that cheated on me. Now, I've been on the other end. Girls cheated on me, but I learned. I remember being devastated when I was 15 years old when I found out that my girlfriend had blown another guy in his pickup truck. All right? I was 15. Son of a bitch was 3 months older than me and got that goddamn truck before I did. And I cried. How could she? How could she? And from that day forward, since I was 15 years old, 20 years now, I said, I'm not going to give a fuck about cheating. I don't care. I put myself in her position. With a guy in his truck, smoking a joint. Dick comes out. She sucks it. Now, if I was in the same position and a woman pulled her pussy out, told me to lick it, I would do it. Sexuality is not love. Sometimes lustful. Sometimes lustful connections are well worth millions of dollars, are well worth ruining your life. Because your life was already ruined. And before you get to me, yes, there are guys out there that don't cheat, and those guys are undesirable. Look at your man right now. If he went to a bachelor auction dressed in what he's wearing right now, because that's how much he respects you. Was he wearing a white T-shirt and white underwear? Scratching his belly. He's got Cheeto stains all over his white shirt. Do you think everybody wants to fuck that guy, the one that you're sitting right next to right now? No. That guy will never cheat because no one wants to fuck that guy. That guy is so happy to get sex once every 2 years for that guy is more sex than he got before once every 2 years. So that guy's fine. He ain't going to cheat on you because that's all he can. Only thing he can get is you. Nobody wants to fuck him. You're the only woman that's ever wanted to fuck this guy. But if you steal a guy from another girl and you think that you're just so amazing that he's not going to cheat on you, well, he's going to cheat. We're all going to cheat on you, okay? We're men. If you take a look at us and other women take a look at us the same way you do, we're going to cheat on you. So you want a good-looking guy? He's going to cheat on you. Sure. There's a few of these good-looking guys that don't cheat on their wives. There's a few of these good-looking guys that are married to fat, disgusting pigs. I see it all the time. Those guys probably aren't going to cheat because for some reason they have no game. Good-looking guys with no game. They're out there. And these women, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of these good-looking guys. There's some good-looking guys. And as soon as they start talking, you're like, oh, my God, no. Then there's guys like me that you take a look at and you go, no. And then I start talking, and they're like, oh, wait, huh, what? Really? I can keep their interest. I can seduce the brain. You got to get into the brain before you get into their pants. If you get into the brain, you can get into their pants. You can get in anywhere you want. So look at your mate right now. They're probably cheating on you. And I think maybe once we get over this, maybe there'll be less murders. Like I said in the beginning of the program, people get murdered for cheating. It's the end of the world when a woman finds out a man's cheating. The relationship's over. Everything's gone. Just go out and get drunk one night. Blackout drunk, lose your mind, and just blowing off steam. You end up putting your penis in another woman's vagina. Next thing you know, all hell breaks loose, and I can no longer see this woman again because my penis went into an area it wasn't supposed to, apparently. Like I'm going to leave my girlfriend for some old lady at a bar. But when I'm fucked up and drunk, that old lady at the bar sounded like a good time at the time. So to sum it all up, we're out of time. But to sum it all up, I just want to tell you, ladies, chill with this cheating shit. Enjoy the time together. And honestly, when you do have a good woman, and she's really into you, and you think that, like, my woman at home, she wants, she's infatuated with me. I can't wait to get home. There are a few women like that out there, and few and far between, but there are a few really good women that are interested in their men and making their men happy. There's a few of them out there. Not a lot, but a few. That's what we're looking for. I want to drive home a little faster because I want to talk to him. I don't want to take the long way home because I want to avoid talking to him. If you have to start taking a long way, and if you feel that if you're not in that big of a hurry after work to get home and you have to stop at happy hour, you're probably going to end up cheating. We're all going to cheat. We all cheat. These women are like, I never cheated. You've cheated. You're just a good fucking liar. I know you women. I know a lot of women. I know the ins and outs of women, and you're all a bunch of goddamn cheaters. That's all we have time for tonight. That is it for the live audience tonight. Thank you for listening. Be back again tomorrow for Terrible Tuesday on the MHH Network. All right, everybody, we're back on the Post Live Show podcast. Yes, the Post Live Show podcast. That's what we're calling it now. Very simple. Very simple. Post Live Show podcast. So we're going to dig into the numbers like we do every night. Last night we did 147, down 50,000 listeners last night. So I don't know. Still pretty good. 157, 411. Still very impressive. South Africa, number one. France is a close number two. And then, of course, Thailand's three. Canada has moved up into the fourth spot because you can't I can't broadcast in Canada legally because I use free speech. I say things I'm not supposed to. So Canada, very impressive, followed by Germany and Thailand. I don't thank you guys for listening. And I want to say hello to the people in Greenland that are listening on the Armed Forces, not radio, but the Armed Forces app. Okay, I don't know. But I want to thank the 18 people that are in Greenland working for the United States government, keeping us safe from Greenlandians. We've known that they can be dangerous, the Greenlandians from Greenland. They will come, and they'll make America green again. Nobody liked the show last night, and I understand. That's fine. I didn't like it either. I didn't really particularly like tonight's show either, to be honest with you. It's kind of hacky. It is really hard. Before we leave tonight, I'm going to talk about an Iron Man. His name is Cal Ripken Jr. Now, I tried to keep a broadcast schedule going, but unfortunately a woman had to die in my hotel room. It kind of broke up any hope we had. Any hope whatsoever of doing the streak. But the man named Cal Ripken Jr., he did the streak, right? He's in the Hall of Fame for the longest consecutive games played. He played every game. Every game. Every game. So getting to the cheating aspect. So if you know your husband is going to go and play the game because he won't miss a game because his streak is more important to him than anything else. It's about the streak. It's Cal Ripken Jr. You want to make his father, Cal Ripken, the broadcaster and former shortstop previously from the same team, from the Orioles. Very weird situation there. Where Cal Ripken was about the streak, just like I was, until my streak was broken. But if you go to the Baseball Hall of Fame today, Cal Ripken has the record for the most consecutive games started by any player in Major League Baseball history. But it's not true. Back one night in Cleveland, Cal Ripken Jr.'s wife was at home. Cal had left for the ballpark, knowing that Cal wouldn't be home until the game was over. She watches the game, can see when her husband's coming over. She decides that she wants to have Kevin Costner come over and fuck her. And you're like, what? So he gets to the ballpark, and for some reason, Cal had his suspicions. Cal had his suspicions. He's like, Cal, that fucking whore, I think she's fucking Kevin Costner. I'm at the game tonight. And he's sitting there getting ready. And he's fuming. He's fuming. Dances with Wolves right now is pounding his Hollywood cock into his beautiful wife right now. He's got his cleats on, and he's thinking about it. And he keeps thinking about old Kevin Costner coming in and just fucking knocking boots, knocking his wife down. Just fucking Kevin Costner, you know? The man, Kevin Costner, the hottest at the time movie star in Hollywood, banging the guy's wife up. It drove him so crazy, he said, fuck the streak. Cal said, fuck the streak. There's a guy, my wife's cheating on me. The fact that my wife's cheating on me is more important to me at this moment than keeping the streak alive. This Hollywood fuckboy is currently fucking his wife. He can't handle it anymore. He's like, I gotta go home. I know the game starts in 5 minutes, but I'm gonna go fuck Kevin Costner up. And they're like, we got you, boss. We got you. We got you, Cal Ripken. So some guy goes in the back to the stadium, the very end of the stadium, goes to the electrical box. And literally shuts it down. Shuts the whole park down. Cuts the main electricity line. I'm not Cleveland, it's Baltimore. The Orioles stadium cuts the power. Now they have to have a delay while they're fixing the power. Cal never came back. They had to reschedule the game. So the streak was still alive, but the streak was broken by Kevin Costner banging his fucking wife. Cheating will drive a man crazy to a point where his whole focus in life, he'll throw it down the toilet just to catch his wife with another man. There's nothing worse than seeing your woman with another man. There's nothing. There's the human brain isn't prepared to see things like that. The human brain, your ego, your life, it flashes before your eyes when you see guys ass just going up and down and just pounding your wife like she's never been pounded before when you walk into the room. And they give you that look. Oh. Ooh. Looks like I'm going to have to go back to work and start paying my own rent. Look. Everybody's been cheated on. The most beautiful people in the world have been cheated on. The ugliest people in the world get cheated on. Everybody gets cheated on. Don't take it so seriously. And if you do cheat on your wife and you do cheat on your girlfriend, don't be that guy that comes in and goes, I cheated. I'm sorry. I can't. This conscience thing, I don't understand. I told you we have this thing called a cunt file, and you guys need one. That's it for tonight on cheating. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody from around the world for listening. And to the United States, go fuck off. I don't know. Fuck you. Whatever. Keep baiting me and throwing me and doing whatever you got to do. But the United States of America can fucking blow a dick for all I care. This is just where we broadcast. I don't broadcast for you. I broadcast for my friends around the world. So fuck off. And that's all we have time for tonight. I want to thank everybody for hanging out and listening. Tomorrow night is going to be terrible Tuesday. Like I said, it's going to be a rough 4 to 6 weeks. I can't go anymore. Every time I say a word, my dick hurts. Like any movement of my face or voice, it triggers the pain. I got to go. Good night. So long ago. I've decided to take up a hobby. I've decided to reflect on my time in the woods, where I decided I would move to the woods and I would create poetry. I'd walk into the woods like Walden and come out with the knowledge and the creativity and the censorship of what all begins and what all ends. For this, I read you a poem. Not Walden Woods, it was Cush Woods. It was dark and deep into the forest. The evergreens so high they reached the sky. Telling you the test of time and not finding the lies. Housing the animals and the spirits of the deep. Coming in, so steep. Hiding the mountains and the secrets it hides. Below, right next to the rising tides. Times are tough and times are bleak. But look at that tall evergreen tree.